USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news is some deaths are being reported after an Ethiopian Airlines flight crashed this morning while flying from the Ethiopian capital of Addis Ababa to the Kenyan capital of Nairobi. The plane, a nearly new Boeing 737, went down just a few minutes into its flight with 149 passengers and 8 crew members aboard. Over 24 passengers who were on a Turkish Airlines air flight from Istanbul to New York City are still recovering from injuries after a severe turbulence incident yesterday. This man says most on the plane were convinced it was crashing.
I think everyone was just saying their last prayers. If you heard people saying Jesus or the Muslim prayer or whatever prayer they thought of. When I tell you I said my final prayers, I was ready to go. I was ready.
That turbulence over Maine lasted for around 6 minutes. 10 people had to be hospitalized. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
A nationwide blackout continuing for a third straight night in Venezuela. The president there, Nicolas Maduro, has blamed the United States. But Venezuela's opposition leader, Juan Guaido, who's being supported by the U.S., is blaming it on the failure to maintain the electric system in Venezuela for years under Maduro. A historic first-ever meeting of the leaders of two Christian religions. Pope Francis meeting with the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints prophet Russell Nelson at the Vatican yesterday. After the 30-minute meeting, they said they discussed the importance of family and religious liberty. The LDS Church is dedicating its first temple ever in Rome today. A Chicago cop in critical but stable condition after being shot while trying to serve a warrant on a 19-year-old woman.
The offender is known to police. We've had several encounters, a female subject.
Superintendent Eddie Johnson says the woman's in custody, and this is USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their 4-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
A sweeping government reform bill is headed to the Senate after passage by the House. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
It has zero chance of passing the Senate, but for the record, the Democratic bill aimed to tighten government ethics rules and impose campaign finance restrictions, also going after voter suppression. It would have restored parts of the Voting Rights Act that they say have been whittled down by the Supreme Court in recent years. Republicans call it a liberal power grab, and again, the bill has no chance of passage in the Republican-led upper chamber. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The new jobs report is out, and the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics reports the unemployment rate has declined to 3.8% last month. With more, here's John Clemens.
That decline of 0.2 percentage points last month reflects a rate of 3.8% during February, meaning a decrease of 300,000 workers to 6.2 million. Eleni Karageorge of the Labor Department tells us about the different sectors of the economy.
Employment in professional and business services, healthcare, and wholesale trade continued to trend up while construction employment decreased. Over the year, average hourly earnings rose 3.4%, the largest increase since April 2009.
I'm John Clemens.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.